As a master sharer, I give way to the learning capacity of my students. As a master sharer, I give way to the learning capacity of my students. This is a rule in sailing that the more maneuverable ship give way to the less maneuverable craft. This too I share with my brilliant students. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. As a master sharer, I give way to the learning capacity of my students. I do my very utmost not to share with a student something that's beyond his capacity. As a teacher, a sharer, I do my very best not to go beyond the capacity of the student. However, that does not mean I do not tell the student everything. I do not tell the student everything. I do tell the student everything. But the student has the capacity to learn at a certain speed, you might say, or by their choice, or to be aware by a certain speed. And I have given them everything. And if they want to be aware of the ultimate, they have it. If they want to be aware of the subjective, you know, or the objective, or the limited in any way, they have that. Now, what does that mean? When you go to sailing school, as I had gone to, and you're in the sailing school, and you're learning how to sail a sailboat, because they have power boats, and there's a power squadron in Newport Beach that taught the course, but they have power boats and sailboats. Now, is a power boat a maneuverable craft? Yes, you got a motor. Mm-hmm. You can just scoot around that way. Is a sailboat a maneuverable craft? No, not so much, because you got the wind. You're dependent on the wind. And if the wind drops and you're right in the middle of a maneuver and a power boat's coming along, that power boat better make way for you, because you're dead in the water. And if he hits you, you know, that's not a nice thing. It's not a nice thing anyhow. But anyhow, so when you are teaching a person sailing, you teach him how to make the ship move against the wind. When you're going right into the wind, the ship can move forward into the wind, even though the wind is pushing it back. Because you use the sails in such a way that the wind puts force against it and causes the ship to go forward. This is a normal learning thing. Now, it is not the thing that you teach to a beginner, even though you demonstrate it to the beginner. You teach the beginner, when the wind shifts, just relax. It'll come back. But as the person learns their skill more completely, then you show them how simple it is. Because what can happen if you go against the wind? You can tip your boat over. And to tip over is worse than just waiting a little while until the wind shifts, as it does quite often. So in teaching sailing, you have to be very careful. You don't want to teach a person to have a maneuver that might be put them in jeopardy, that might destroy their vessel and sink it, you know, and sink them too, kill them. So when you teach driving a car, you have a great responsibility, because if the person driving the car that you are teaching doesn't realize how dangerous that vehicle is, how powerful that vehicle is, how it can slam into a person and kill them, even a golf cart. It can, for instance, if you're driving along and a dog runs in front of your golf cart and you don't stop immediately, you're out of business. Now, we have one golf cart that has bad brakes, and you have to really put your foot on that brake to make it stop. And that's a dangerous golf cart. We shouldn't give it to children, and we shouldn't give it to people that's learning to drive, because I have to put my foot down, slam bang on that thing as I go down the road here, because otherwise it's going to take off and it doesn't have any wings. So, you see, a master sharer does not put people in harm's way. He teaches everything, but that doesn't mean He lets them do it. Now, if you're a teacher of driver training, you do not take your best limousine and use it to teach somebody to drive, because they could have a little incident. They could scrape it along the tree or something like that. And, you know, not, I mean, this is part of learning. It's part of learning, not that you have to scrape, but learning means you have to learn to keep the vehicle under control at all times. And while you may be Indy's 500 race car driver, and you can do marvelous, magical things with a car that no human being would ever do, you know, you're certainly not going to show that to your beginning student. Because if you, but your beginning student wants that. They want that before they're ready to handle it. And this is what we are in our spiritual life. We oftentimes want things before we're ready to handle it. And I have said many times to us, be careful. Because if you have any emotions, if you are touchable, if you are possessed, if you are judgmental, if you are not self-diligent and disciplined, you can be in trouble. Because if you can watch a movie and you can judge the people in the movie and you know it's just a movie, and you can watch the people in the movie do terrible things and say, stop him, don't, you know, in your mind, in your heart, kill him. You think such a thought, kill him in the movie. What would happen if you were truly demonstrating your capacity of being a master and you saw something that wasn't good going on? Somebody was being mean to a dog and they were beating him, and you'd say, stop that, stop that. And stop that man, kick him, hit him, knock him down, don't let him do that to that dog. You see, that's a beginning student. That's a beginning student. Sylvia, what would you say if you saw a man beating a dog?
All is in divine order.
She would say, all is in divine order? What a weak comment. That's what a master would do. A master would just say, all is in divine order. A master wouldn't say, stop this, do that, do this, do that. The master doesn't get into the way of its divine circuits. A master just says, all is in divine order, and means it. Doesn't have any emotions about that thing. It merely is an action that is not correct in the master's mind, which really shouldn't have happened in the master's mind anyhow. But if it happened, the master would say, all is in divine order. The master wouldn't say, trip the guy, let him fall dead, knock him over, dog, bite him, dog, bite him, because he's beating you and hurting you. Oh, that's not the answer. But you see, that's what emotion does. That's what emotion does. Now, we have a lot of child abuse. We have a lot of women abuse and other abuse. And all these organizations are after the abuse. Well, instead of going after the abuse, why not going after all is in divine order? Why not go after whatever was causing the abuse? What would cause abuse? Frustration, anger, lack of values, you see? And a master could not afford to have one negative thought in their mind about a situation. Because if you do, that's it. Now, I'm not saying that we should not have these anti-abuse and anti-this and anti-that organizations. I am saying that. But what I am saying is that rather than having anti-abuse and anti-save the whales and stuff like that, have organizations that teach how beautiful whales are, how wonderful whales are, and what benefit they do. What do we think about whales? Moby Dick, you know. What do we think about whales? Pinocchio, you know. What do we think about whales? And what's his name? Finding Nemo. You know, what do we think about whales? You know? Oh, man, they're tremendous characters. You know? And whales don't have a bad bone in their body. They're just doing their natural thing. They're sifting out the plankton from the ocean and eating it and having a ball, you know. And they're not interested in eating Pinocchio or Geppetto or anybody else, you know. And Nemo, you know, his buddy or the daddy and whatever. They're not in. You see, and so we're giving them bad press. And that bad press continues. If you don't behave, Sylvia, I'm going to get the police after you. And that's your dad talking. If you will not put your clothes away and behave like a good girl should, I'm going to bring a policeman over here and he'll teach you. And so right away, you have a bad feeling about law enforcement and policing. And that's a silly thing to do. And this is what we're doing when we are trying to save the whales. This is what we're doing when we're trying to keep the Greenpeace and do all these things. Rather go around the world teaching the value of greenery, teaching the value of having trees, teaching the value of these things. You see, a master sharer teaches to the ability of the student to learn. But at all times, the master sharer teaches everything. The master sharer does not withhold anything. In so many of my classes, people say, Herb, you're giving away these spiritual secrets. And I say, if you can understand it and use it, you're ready. If you can understand it and use it, you're, and if you don't recognize that it's a spiritual secret, you're not ready for it, you know. And that's okay. But it's not a secret. Because there are no secrets in the divine. There are no secrets in anything. And only secrets that get us in trouble. Rather, all is one. All is one. We gave a little... there was one of our students who was having a little difficulty with the boyfriend. Give me the letter there, will you please? And in the letter that I wrote to her, I told her that if she were really in tune, that she would find that everything works out just great. Let's see. Is that the cone or the... Oh, here. Yeah, this is the one here. She was having difficulty with her boyfriend because her boyfriend was with her, and yet he ignored her. And so I answered her. I said, you love him. You want him to love you. He loves himself. When you love yourself so completely, you will find you do not need the love of another to fulfill yourself. When you love yourself so spiritually, one, you will find that you do not know that another loves you or not. Your love and the love is in itself complete. And then I said, in loving, you're rambling around looking to be near anyone is like a molecule of water looking for another molecule while it is always one with every molecule and is always surrounded by that molecule as well as every other molecule. And that's difficult to comprehend, but we love ourselves. And as I so lovingly, I had a mistake there. We so lovingly, we love everyone else as we love ourselves. And, so that is the concept. If you want to, you should have told me. If you want to deny this truth, as you seemingly are fighting it, then your koan will be unanswered and unfulfilled in this life experience. Once you accept that you are the all and you are the one, you can be in your friend's presence and one with that presence, and because it is one with you, you will be unable to intellectually or emotionally realize it. While it is so all of the time. Smile. You see, what we're doing, I gotta redo that for her. What we are doing is we are attempting to live in a spiritual realm and live in a spiritual awareness from the human point of view. And it can't be done. Because once you are a Indy 500 sports car, you know, race car driver, you can never pretend not knowing how to drive. Because you know, and you know very well, very, very, very well. And so we'd say, oh, well, I just don't know how, you know. And what would you say? If you went to England and you were driving on the English streets with their other side of the street driving, would you say, I don't know how to drive? Or would you just say, I'm sitting on this side, this is the middle. I'm sitting on this side, this is the middle. You just have to stop. Now, when you get into a car, what do you say to yourself? Do you say stick or automatic?
Automatic, yeah.
And you got to say to yourself, this is an automatic. And so get your bloated clutch foot out of the way. Yeah, and it's something.
Yes.
It's something.
Remember.
Because many times you slam on the brake thinking you're putting the clutch in. And you could bump your head against the windshield. But as a master sharer, I give way to the learning capacity of my students. I understand it, and I don't expect them to act differently than what their capacity is. This is the rule in sailing. The more maneuverable ship gives way to the less maneuverable ship. This, too, I share with my brilliant students, because everyone should realize how wonderful they are. And everyone should realize that they don't learn anything. They merely reveal what they already know. And this is a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. And I thought I read that letter over carefully, but I didn't. So I see a couple little errors in there that would be hard to decipher. But nonetheless, it's good and very good. So I love you guys. I see you perfect. And I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.